Rebecca, a KCAW listener, asked, in 2016, the state passed SB 91 and last fall passed SB 54, both intended to reform the criminal justice system. While the sharp rise in Anchorage crime has been blamed on SB 91, public safety experts say the rise in crime has more to do with opioid addiction, the recession, and budget cuts to public safety and the judicial system, the lack of addiction treatment and other rehabilitation services. What do you believe will be most effective in reducing crime in Alaska? Representative Chris Tompkins?
Yeah, sort of an all of the above solution. So SB 91 did a lot and I think created some consequences that were really unfortunate, many of which were remedied or repaired in SB 54, which was passed earlier this year and which I also supported. And I imagine there will be more criminal justice legislation that comes forward that continues to fix problems that have come up. I mean, I think it's also, it's all complex. That's easy to say, but it's true. I mean, SB 91 also increased mandatory minimums for murder one, for instance, in Alaska. So sort of wholesale repeal, it's easy to say, but you're also repealing a lot of things that everybody would agree are a good thing. And then looking at funding for public safety and prosecutors, hugely important. It was really sort of cut to the bone over the last 5-6 years. So you had cases that were waived because there simply weren't the prosecuting attorneys to deal with them. So making those investments makes a lot of sense. And then I think recognizing that a lot of criminal behavior right now in Alaska is associated with drugs and addiction. So trying to have a solution on that side of the equation as well makes a lot of sense to me.
Now, Dr. Wien.
I think SB 91 actually turned out to be a disaster. And I think it is the modus operandi for many things. You can call it opioid addiction or cuts, but the bottom line is when you decriminalize things like heroin, et cetera, you allow a certain behavior to be accepted and you allow an environment to exist which promotes crime. So its supposed remedy was SB 54, read the comparisons. Both of them need to be repealed. We need to go back to the table, take our lessons learned, and craft a good legislation which doesn't allow people to just keep hitting the streets after multiple, in quotes, arrests, because now they're only giving tickets. And if you ask any law enforcement in Alaska what the problem is, they'll say, SB 91.